produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in to the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Fridays here on the Stash, we roll into the weekend with a really fun mix, and today we've got a music special. Recording artist John Nicholson in his performance for the Normal Conference in San Francisco. John writes marijuana into his lyrics with straight from the heart passion for the issue. His sound is green tinted gospel, and it's going to be fun to play it for you today here on the Audio Stash. We'll also hear from Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre, on how to make a lifelong cannabis connection. We'll also have a short PodSave comedy mix from content at podshow.com today. And wrapping things up is our tally of all your votes on our weekly web polling. You can still vote all here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis and the best way to start your weekend. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Make sure you tune in to the most important weekly news from Normal on the Normal News Podcast. We have links to it right up at normalaudiostash.com. Topics on Normal News this week are Michigan Supreme Court upholds zero tolerance per se DUID law. Clinical trial, THC reduces pain in fibromyalgia patients. And the National MS Society to fund clinical cannabis trial. Again, you can link up to Normal News, our separate weekly podcast with the most important weekly news, up at normalaudiostash.com. And we'll be following that Michigan story right here up on the Stash next week, so tune in. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash on this fine Friday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've assembled an awesome mix to get you into the weekend today. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit normal.org. Let's get to our first segment today, and this is part of our music special today. It's an exclusive performance for Normal by musician John Nicholson. John played this set in San Francisco for the Normal crowd this past April. We got links to John's website and up at iTunes at normalaudiostash.com. John's just a great performer and a big friend of Normal.
Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had is redemption song. Well, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear of atomic energy, for none of them can stop the time. How long will they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Oh, Some say it's just a part of it. We got to foot. Have no fear of atomic energy, for none of them can stop the time. How long will they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Oh, some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had is redemption song. All I ever had, yeah, is redemption song. These songs of freedom. Thank you. One of my favorite songs. Is everybody having a good time already? I'm sure I am. Some of you guys might sympathize with this next song because there's some people out here that think a little bit like me. Now green is my favorite color, 'cause it colors my favorite things. And if you're keeping it green, you're doing something right. Well, now yellow's been given a bad name, but it shines like a beacon of light, and it never backs down when the gray comes around. It just goes higher, just goes higher. Oh, and sometimes my colors all bleed into one, and I'll live for a while black and white. But I always remember, no, I'll never forget what my favorite color feels like. Well, hey, yeah. Well, hey, yeah, hey, hey. Well, now black is burned out, blue's always down, and red's always up in your face. Oh, but green just keeps growing. She never slows down. Yeah, she fills all the beautiful space. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah. I said green is my favorite color, 'cause it colors all my favorite things. And if you're keeping it green, you're doing something right. Anybody else out here like green as a color? But of course. I'm going to dedicate this song to my wife over here. And if anybody's feeling friendly, be sure that she's the first one that you hook up today. Thank you. Well, she says everything that I don't want to hear. She thinks I need to know everything. Yeah. Well, I'm the type of guy that likes to let things go. Well, now and then we're gonna disagree, 'cause there's no one else but you and me. And God knows we don't always see eye to eye. Maybe that's alright. I understand sometimes. Gonna feel different, 'cause you're a woman. I'm just a man. Yeah, I'm just a man. Well, every once in a while, I wanna crack more than a smile. Yeah, yeah. Ought to make you laugh. Well, it makes me high. Disagree, 'cause there's no one else but you and me. God knows we don't always see eye to eye. Baby, that's alright. Understand sometimes. Gonna feel different, 'cause you're a woman. Yeah. And I'm just a man. Yeah, I'm just a man. I'm just a man.
All right, so it's obvious that we all like green things and all that. I was flying, I was on an airplane flying from Nashville, Tennessee to Madison, Wisconsin one day, and I looked down and I saw amidst all the, big fields of corn and hay and whatever else was down there, there was this green river that was winding its way through all this stuff. And it was had to be like an acre wide. It was the coolest thing that I ever saw. And so I stuck my head in the window of the plane and started humming this tune and ended up writing this song by the time I landed and pulled out my guitar and played it and turned out kind of cool. And this is it. It's called Grass River.
Lordy, lordy, I'm in too deep. Grass river's calling me, waking me up when I should be asleep. Grass river's calling me. Most times I wanna do the right thing. I'm still wondering what that is. I'll be working on the next thing long after I'm gone. Grass river's calling me, taking me back to where I should be. Never knew a river that had run that deep. That grass river's calling me. Well, yeah. Well, Tell me something that I should know. Grass River's calling me. Give me a reason why I should slow. Grass River's calling me. I don't wanna be the big time. Just wanna let my light shine. It's only worth it if I get my chance to stand alone. Grass River's calling me. Taking me back to where I should be. Never knew a river that had run that deep down. Grass River's calling me. Plant a little crop outside of town. Grass River's calling me. Watch it growing tall in the sunshine. Fruit of my labor's gonna be all mine. I'll be hitting it the next time. Passing it around, yeah. Grass River's calling me. Taking me back to where I should be. Never knew a river that had run that deep. That grass river's calling me. Grass river's calling me. Taking me back to where I should be. Never knew a river that had run that deep. That grass river's calling me. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play one more song here, and then we're going to have all kinds of other festivities. This next song is actually the song, probably the main reason why I'm here, and I want to thank Normal and everybody that let me come out here and jam with you guys and hang out with you guys, because this is really a cool thing. I think a lot of people don't understand what an important thing it is that's going on here, and people like to blow it off and make light of it, but it's the most important thing that I know of, because people are being locked up and put down for something that they shouldn't be locked up and put down for, of course. Something that all of us are, you know, hanging out and doing every day, and everybody that's locking them up probably has done at some point too, and for some reason it's okay for them to lock them up, and I don't get it. But this next song is my mom's least favorite song that I've ever written. My mom hates this song. My mom has disowned me from the family about 3 times because of this song, for some reason, but she always takes me back, and someday she'll understand. The song's called Grandma. Now Grandma's turning 92. And that's a lot of years ahead of you. So listen close to what I say. 'Cause Grandma's feeling old today. She said, I can't believe I'm sitting here, old as I am, never been stoned. I've waited too damn long, so bring it on. Grandma's gonna fly. So rolled it up and passed it around. But Grandma smoked the whole thing down. Said she was making up for wasted ground. Gracias. So too many times she turned it down. She said, you live your life until it's gone. and the things you never try just slip away till they're gone too. I've waited too damn long, so bring it on, Grandma's gonna fly. And then she talked about the old days, said some things that blew my mind. See, 'cause you ain't seen a thing till you seen Grandma getting high. Well, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, now, Grandma, she didn't have much time left, but she made use of every breath. And I swear she smiled before she left, as I felt the world fall off her chest. As the gates of heaven opened wide, she slipped over to the other side. She was singing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've waited too damn long, so bring it on, Grandma's gonna fly. I've waited too damn long, so bring it on, home. Grandma's gonna fly. Fly on. Thank you guys for hanging out with me for a second.
That was John Nicholson in an exclusive performance for Normal in April of this year. We have links to John's website and his CDs up at iTunes at normalaudiostash.com. Go up there and get Grandma flying. Next up today, it's Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre, and he's got some hints on how you can make a lifelong cannabis connection.
Are you hoping to make a cannabis connection? No, not a marijuana purchase. Are you single? A sativa lover? Be lonely no more. At Normal, we've heard virtually every question conceivable regarding marijuana and marijuana laws, the health effects associated with the consumption of marijuana, medicinal marijuana, and drug testing. When it comes to information on marijuana, the bud stops at Normal. However, a frequent, logical, and vexing question often arises for which we have no ready answer. How or where do I meet a man or woman to date and start a relationship in which we both smoke marijuana? Normal is known for many public policy accomplishments in its storied 36-year history, from effective lobbying to impact litigation to providing thoughtful help to the general public and the victims of marijuana prohibition. But one thing this formidable K Street Washington lobby organization is not known for being is a cannabis consumer dating service. The frequency of Normal members and supporters inquiring about how and or where they can find a marijuana mate indicates the need for me to address this provocative question. In many respects, the best advice for the cannabis lovelorn is simple. Get active now in the marijuana re-legalization movement and you'll meet your mate soon. The marijuana law reform movement and the universe of Americans that choose to smoke marijuana is so large and diverse today, this creates numerous opportunities for like-minded people to meet on common ground. There are dozens of opportunities annually for cannabis consumers to hook up. Listeners are encouraged to join local or regional Normal chapters. There are now more than 130 Normal chapters in the United States and around the world. Normal and its chapters sponsor garden parties, benefits, art auctions, normal nights at local bars and clubs and other social events throughout the year. One couple I know met while picking up trash for the chapter's local Adopt-a-Highway program. There are prime opportunities to find that special stony someone at annual marijuana-related events like the normal conferences in either San Francisco or Washington, D.C., the 150-plus city protests and parades in May, Washington, D.C.'s 4th of July smoke-in, Seattle's Hempfest in August, the Boston Freedom Rally in September, and the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam in November. Another more unorthodox suggestion is to become pen pals with the thousands of Americans locked up on marijuana offenses. With one of our brothers and sisters who enjoy marijuana being arrested every 40 seconds, there are plenty of good folks currently in jail to meet and to help out. Who knows whom you might encounter till you give it a try. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director, Normal, Washington, D.C. And I met my marijuana mate, Sarah, through Normal.
Thanks to Alan from that report from Washington, and he's a living success story in his own right as well. Next up today, it's time for a short pod-safe comedy break with Peeper Radio Theater.
Peeper Radio Theater presents Homes in 30 Seconds. Tonight's episode, The Empty House. And go.
Holmes! 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 Holmes, are you up here? This bloody house is empty!
Time.
That's a little pod-save comedy from podshow.com on the audio stash. Gotta get you smiling for the weekend, folks. Next up today, let's take a look in at our weekly web poll tallies. It's time to check in with our weekly web polling here at Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Again, folks, thank you all for the emails that you've been sending in. We've been getting a ton of them, and we are going to get back to you all. I know that you get the little autoresponder up there, but a lot of you have left us really, really cool comments, and we're going to put together a section on the show in the next couple of weeks where we read some anonymously on the air and post some up on the website. So keep those emails and keep those web poll votes coming on in. On Tuesday of this week, we asked you, have you ever had to take a workplace drug test? This was a little surprising. Voting was a little low, but look at these numbers. Yes at 40, no at 6. Well, that's pretty striking. 40 people out there, you know, out of almost 50 people, 90% saying that they had to take a workplace drug test. It's not easy out there, folks. It's not easy. But, you know, I personally, when I've been honest with my bosses in the past, if I've indulged in that random test is coming my way, oftentimes employers may, well, they may value your employment more than anything else. Also, on Thursday of this week, we asked, has there been a marijuana ordinance in your town? Proposed. I asked if it was going to be a, was there a medical ordinance? Was there a decriminalization ordinance in your town? Yes, 28, no, 33. Almost an even split there. But what was interesting about this is that almost everybody who said no, almost all 33 of those votes who said no, there wasn't one here, either said, wow, I wish there was one here, or they also said, it's never going to happen here. Well, folks, don't worry. Help is on the way. Reform is happening every single day. It'll be coming to every corner of America sometime soon. So thanks, everybody, to voting in those polls. You can still vote, actually. We usually run the second web poll through the weekend, and we're keeping a pretty good tally of this stuff. We're going to have a special page going up at normalaudiostash.com. But go up there now and cast your vote over the weekend and visit our archive. If you missed any of our past shows and past web polls, go to normalaudiostash.com and then just go right on up to the full archive. Thanks again, everybody, for your votes.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. A big thanks to Alan St. Pierre and John Nicholson for contributing to today's show. To podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Make sure you visit our archive at normalaudiostash.com. If you missed any of our past shows, they're all posted up there. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.